talking with Packers running back A.J. Dillon. A.J., thanks so much for joining me today, man. How's it going?
Absolutely. It's going well, man. I appreciate you making the time.
So I know you've had an extremely busy offseason, lots of family things to talk about, lots of restaurant visits, but I think the most important, and I'm saying that kidding, as you guys just had a kid not too long ago, but how's the golf game? I know that was a goal of your summer vacation.
Yeah, well, I can definitely say the golf game has improved. It's definitely improved. It's not exactly where I want it to be yet, but my goal for this summer was, you know, starting at, you know, baseline, I was like, Never picked up a golf club before. Had no experience besides mini golf. So my goal for this summer was to get to the level where I'm at least competitive.
Okay.
Not win, but, you know, at least, you know, be able to hold my own there. So I feel like I'm close there. I think I can get there before camp starts up in late July. Got a couple more lessons and a couple more rounds of golf scheduled in the future. So, you know, it'll be nice for, like, once we get to the season. And if we have a nice off day, I can at least go out there with the guys and, you know, hold my own.
I've heard lots of stories. You might want to be careful who you hit the course with. I've heard lots of stories of professional athletes and friendly wagers that take place on golf courses and things that I guess can get out of hand pretty quickly there.
Yeah, absolutely. I've started to one of my favorite things I would say about golf, because I hate not being good at things, so it's a struggle. You know, not being the best, but I do enjoy the golf culture. It's a lot of fun driving around there with the guys and, you know, chit-chatting and, you know, kind of going at each other a little bit and, you know, making it super competitive on each hole is a lot of fun.
Have you been able to golf with any of your current or former teammates this summer?
Yeah, I've been able to golf with Josiah DeGuara a couple times, Jordan Love.
All right, some offensive camaraderie out there on the course?
Yeah, former. And also, like, Patrick Taylor. So, yeah, I've been able to golf with them a couple of times, and, you know, it's great. And it bugs me because they've all played a little bit more. This is not their first summer playing. So, you know, that pushes me just a little bit more to keep grinding.
This summer, this training camp, this fall, you're going to get a million questions about number 10, the guy you mentioned there, but I doubt you're going to get many about his golf game. What's Jordan like on the course?
Jordan is competitive. Exactly. He's exactly where I want to be.
Okay.
He's not the best, but when he's with me, he's definitely not the worst. So
makes sense.
Yeah, it's great. I enjoy going out with him, so then the skill gap isn't, like, too much further from everybody else. But he's the current guy I'm chasing right now.
Okay. So we'll have to catch up with you later on in the summer to see if you've caught up to him.
Absolutely.
Speaking of the summertime, and I know we have a lot of things to talk about, mostly off the field. You got some really exciting things coming up here. You and Gabrielle recently welcomed Trey to the world. Congratulations. I don't think I've talked to you since then, so congratulations again.
Yeah, no. Thank you very much.
How cool is it that he came a little bit early and was on your birthday?
It was so cool. We didn't, you know, we weren't expecting that, obviously. You know, he came a little bit early and everything. But, you know, mom is healthy. He's doing great. He's 2 months now. Changing every day, getting a little bit bigger. And then, you know, it's an awesome, the best title, you know, I've ever had, you know, being his dad. And me and Gab are loving learning and growing to be the best parents we can be. So it's fun, challenging, it's everything you can imagine and more, but you know, it's awesome, and it's great to share a name and share a birthday.
Love that. Have you slept much?
There's been nights where we slept, and you know, I think we did the good old jinx a couple days ago. We caught up here and we were in Door County, and we're like, man, the last 3 days have been sleeping so well. And now the last 3 days since then, we've been up in the middle of the night trying to rock him back to bed. And so, you know, we're still figuring it out.
Oh, for sure. What was that day like? Because it was obviously unexpected and a little bit early. Were you guys in the middle of dinner? Were you guys, you know, checking out a restaurant for Dining with the Dillons on Instagram? How'd that go down?
Yeah. No. We weren't in a restaurant that day. But, you know, we had... a couple of things come up earlier in the pregnancy where, you know, we had to stay at the hospital for about a week or so. And, just, you know, it wasn't, it coming early was, she got induced. So
gotcha.
We knew it was coming early. from that. So we had planned on it. We were all ready, good with her doctor, you know, had the whole plan in place. And, you know, we were in there and stayed there. You know, I did the whole deal, was in there throughout the entire process. And, you know, it's a awesome thing to see. It's funny because, you know, initial reaction, like you hear about somebody having a baby and you're right there like, oh, it's going to be gross. But it's like, it's just one of those crazy things where you're not even worried about everything else going. It's like, oh man, my son's going to be out here
for sure.
So it was awesome. And like I said, the baby's doing great. Mama's doing great. And, you know, everything went smoothly, so we're just so happy with that.
And that's definitely what's most important. But second to that is, did you cry? You can admit it. It's a circle of trust here. You can admit it. It's a beautiful thing.
No, this is a circle of trust. I didn't cry when he came out. I cried later that night. So, you know, Gab was obviously... you know, going through all that. So much energy and, you know, everything she has to expend. So she went to bed and she fell asleep. And it was the first night we were in there with Trey. And he's in his little, like, swaddle inside the little hospital bed. And I'm just, like, I'm just so panicked. You know, he's breathing. I can hear him. And he's, like, breathing loud. I'm like, all right, well, is he stuffy? Like, can he breathe? And I'm right over it. Like, it's dark in there. And I'm just watching him. And then he stops making the noise. I'm like, well, is he breathing? I'm trying to put my nose underneath his, or my finger underneath his nose. And I'm just sitting there and, you know, it's like just kind of me and him, and he was up. It's just one of those things where it was like, some tears fell. It was just a really cool moment. It was surreal. I was like, man, I've never been a dad before. I'm this little guy's dad. That's awesome.
Love that for you guys. We couldn't be happier for you. And I'm assuming if it hasn't happened already, it will happen in the very near future. Has Trey been able to hear your voice, the author's voice, I should call it, of Quadzilla Finds His Footing?
He has, you know, it's put him to bed. And, you know,
Is that a good thing?
That's a great thing. That's a great thing. So for all the parents out there, you know, Quadzilla Finds His Footing, in the thought process of making this book, it was a book that I wanted to... you know, go ahead and, you know, do something for my son. You know, it's the foreword or whatever you call that. The inscription is like, to Trey, hope you find your footing. But the thought process was, when I was talking to the publisher, was you never want to make a children's book too long, because parents want it just need to be long enough to get the kids to go to bed, but not long enough to have the parents out there feeling like they're reading an entire novel and make them want to go to bed as well. So it's tried and true. I've read the book twice to Trey. He's fell asleep both times. So, parents, great morals, great illustrations, all that. The book's great, but it also gets your kids to bed. So, there you go.
And for those of you who don't know, Quadzilla Finds His Footing is a book authored by Packers running back A.J. Dillon. And if you are looking to snag a copy and an autographed copy and meet A.J., you can do so Tuesday, July 11th, right at Lambeau Field from 9 to noon. A.J., tell us a little bit more about that event.
Yeah, you know, I really thought it would be, you know, my first book. I thought it would be a really fun time to kind of get the community together. And I know I got a lot of questions when I first announced that the book was going to be released on July 11th. Well, can we get signed copies, or where can we, you know, do this? Where can we purchase it if we want to buy it in person? Things like that. And so, you know, I got the event space, and I got my publisher coming out there with hardcover and paperback books. And you know, the way it works out, we're going to be going 9 to 12. It's going to be at Lambeau Field at the Johnsonville Tailgate Center. You can go ahead and I will make sure you get the link, but you can go ahead and, go ahead and buy your tickets online. And when you go in, you get a book, you get in line, I'll sign a copy, we can get our photo taken. And then I'll be doing a book reading, a little Q&A about the book later on. We'll have some local media there, so I'll be doing some, like, media stuff, and we'll talk about the event later on in the upcoming week in local media. But it's definitely going to be an awesome time, and hoping to get as many people out there as we can. And, you know, it was a really fun process for me. I've never written a book before, so, you know, Packers fans and you know, people always are supporting me. It's, you know, it's going to be awesome to, you know, see everybody in there. And, you know, just kind of a different avenue, but something that ties us all together.
Quadzilla Finds His Footing comes out July 11th. Get your signed copy. Check out AJ's Twitter page for tickets to that event, 9 to noon at Lambeau Field. You'll get your book, get your autograph, get your picture. Going to be awesome. AJ, I'm sure you have it all memorized. I don't want to give too much of a preview, but what about one page? Can we get a couple bars from Quadzilla Finds His Footing? What are some of the
bars.
Words? Just a couple bars.
Just a couple bars. You know, well, I think I'm trying to think of how to do this. I did actually have a friend of mine, Jordan Simmons. He's big on TikTok, and what he does is he raps children's books. So he
Love
raps
that.
Dr. Seuss rhyme. So I posted this on my Twitter. So what he did is, because Quadzilla Finds Its Footing does not rhyme, every single word doesn't rhyme, he did like a little recap rap.
Okay.
And I'm gonna leave the bars to him. But you know, the gist of Quadzilla Finds Its Footing, obviously we got the football tie in there. But it was really about you know, it's about him trying new things. And I feel like there's a lot of books. I wanted to do something that was a little different. I know there's a lot of books about teamwork. There's a lot of books about friendship, or, you know, trying something and then you find your thing. The Quadzilla is a small dinosaur. He has a lot of friends, and he's trying these things. It's not, really just not going his way. You know, he's not that good at this. He's not this good at this. And then one day the friends are trying to, you know, cheer him up, like, all right, let's try this. Let's try football. He tries football, you know, he has a great time playing, his friends have fun playing, and he's really good at it. But that's not where the story ends. The story ends with him going back and trying something that he wasn't good at previously and realizing he's still not the best at it, but he's doing it with his friends, so it's fun. And so that's the real message we want to get across. Like, yes, have supportive friends and teamwork and all that, but more so, it's important to try new things and do things with people that you care about and you're friends with, even though you're not necessarily the best one. I feel like a lot of people always want to be the best at everything. I hear about kids these days being like so specialized in sports and all they can do is this one thing. But you know, it's important to try everything. It's important to be immersed in everything, I feel like. And so that's the message we're trying to get across. And you know, we have some great illustrations and everything is from local in Wisconsin. We used a Milwaukee publisher, an illustrator out of Milwaukee, or the Milwaukee area. The books are, you know, already here in Wisconsin. So that was a fun little thing to do as well. And I think it's a great book. I think everybody who gets it will be very pleased. We got some reviews from some Packer favorites, Randall Cobb, our former Packer. Donald Driver gave it a review. The list goes on, but Charlie Behrens is a big fan of the book. So people that you guys know, they've read the book and they sign off.
And that's awesome. Yeah, so Quadzilla Finds His Footing. Go to the event at Lambeau Field. It's not often you just get to go and meet a Packer, get an autograph, get an authored children's book by the man himself on July 11th. Check out AJ's Twitter page for more info on that. AJ, thanks so much for your time today, man. We really appreciate it. Look forward to getting the book. Look forward to reading the book. And we'll catch up soon and get an update on that golf game.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Next time you see me, I'll be just like Tiger Woods. I'll be good.
Sounds good. Thanks again, man.